It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, hey there, Kyle Bailey. Welcome back to Local Real Estate Today. And this time around, joined by our local real estate expert, Jeannie Hackey, filling in for Mary Gilbert with the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle, and good morning, everyone.
So here we are, the first Friday of the month, a perfect time for a market pulse check. How's the market starting this year?
It's a great time to take pulse of the market. January usually sets the tone of the year, and what we're seeing right now is a mix of momentum and hesitation, depending on where you're standing.
And it's really kind of a traditionally slower month, right?
Yep. It's this year, it's come in stronger than many expected. In Douglas County, we had 135 new listings in January. That's actually up more than 64% from December, which tells us sellers are stepping back into the market earlier than normal. They're not waiting for spring this year. Now, on the buyer side, we saw 108 pending sales up. That's up month over month as well, which shows that real buyer activity. But it's still down compared to last January. That's where the hesitation piece comes in. What I'm seeing locally is motivated buyers are absolutely writing offers. Cautious buyers are watching closely, waiting for the right home for the right rate. The buyers who are prepared and decisive are the ones winning.
And so where does the inventory fit into this momentum versus hesitation conversation?
Well, that's a great question. Inventory is really the key driver right now. We're sitting in about 7 months of inventory in Douglas County. That's a noticeable jump from the end of last year and gives buyers more breathing room. At the same time, total market time dropped to 94 days, which tells us the right homes are still moving quickly. So the takeaway is this: if a home is priced right and well presented, it's selling. If it's overpriced or needs work, buyers are taking their time.
So let's kind of do a market snapshot for a moment.
Perfect. So what we're seeing is new listings increased from 43 to 57. That's up 14 listings. Sellers are clearly stepping back into the market. We have pending sales decreased from 38 to 30. That's down 8 pendings. This reflects buyer hesitation. Activity is there, but buyers are being selective. Closed sales increased from 26 to 28. That's up 2 closings. Deals are still getting across the finish line. Price changes increased from 11 to 16. That's up 5 price adjustments. Sellers are still reacting to buyer feedback in real time. Expired listings increased from 11 to 16, up 5 expirations. Overpriced homes are still being left behind.
So what does this tell us?
Well, this is a market with seller motivation and buyer caution happening all the time. Inventory is growing. Buyers have options. Homes that are priced right are still selling. Homes that have missed the market being corrected or expiring. It's not a bad market. It's a normalizing, data-driven market, and it rewards preparation on both sides.
So let's talk about the new listings that hit the market in the last week.
Yeah, we had 7 new listings come on the last 7 days, and they really show the range of what's available right now, from entry-level opportunities to larger lifestyle homes. And here's what our buyers are seeing. We have 885 Northeast Sunset Street in Roseburg at $110,000. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home, 846 square feet. It's condo. It's a ground unit floor with patio access and HOA maintenance exterior that's listed by Christina Esterbrook with the J-Man Realty. And that is one of our most affordable options on the market right now, and it's appealing to both first-time buyers and investors.
And obviously not everybody wants a smaller space like that, but for some people it's perfect.
Absolutely.
All right, what's next?
1747 Southeast Kane Street in Roseburg. We've got that at $249,900. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,386 square feet. That's in a 1.11 acre lot. It's a two-story Craftsman-style home with a new roof and recent updates. That's listed by Jeffrey Boyder with the Neal Company. And homes in this price range continue to attract attention, especially when they offer character and move-in ready condition.
All right, now let's check across town. What's next?
1040 Arcadia Drive in Roseburg. That's at $650,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 2,618 square feet. That's on 4.94 acres. It's a colonial-style home with a large shop, RV parking, and updated interior. That's listed by Daniel Gandy with Real Broker and co-listed with Kimberly Karlovich. This is a great example of a lifestyle opportunity, which continues to draw strong buyer interest.
Now, this one I see every week when I'm out walking, and I've always really liked this one.
That one, 1700 Northwest Avery Street in Roseburg. That one's listed at $660,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home, 2,474 square feet. It's on a 3.2-acre lot. Contemporary home in the Hillcrest area with a theater room and the covered patio. That's listed by Patrice Glasscock and with Walter Gaynor Real Estate. Higher-end homes are moving when they offer space, amenities, and location.
All right. What is next year? We've got a lot, great variety here.
We do. 419 West AG Street in Roseburg. It's listed at $264,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It is 840 square feet with a 0.14-acre lot. It's a bungalow-style home with garage, RV parking, and it has rental potential. That's listed by Natalie Maddox with Remax Realty, or Integrity, I'm sorry. This is another strong option for buyers looking for affordability or an investment opportunity.
And here's one that's practically next door.
439 West AG Street in Roseburg, $305,000. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,198 square feet. It's on It's a 0.13-acre lot. It's a single-level ranch with hardwood floors and fenced yard. That's also listed by Natalie Maddox with Remax Integrity. This one also fits nicely into the move-up buyer category and it has been a consistent interest.
Now, what if somebody wants some acreage, wants to be out in the country?
We have 1720 Elgo Rose Road in Roseburg. That's listed at $639,000. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath home with 1,530 square feet that has 5.48 acres. It's a one-level home with a shop, RV parking, and usable acreage in Melrose. And that's, of course, listed by Jill DeLoach with the Mary Gilbert Group with Keller Williams, Oregon. And properties with land and infrastructure like this continue to be one of the strongest segments of our market.
All right, let's kind of wrap things up and move into open houses.
Perfect. When you look at these listings together, it really highlights when the market is right now. Buyers have options and sellers are coming out early. Homes that are priced right and match buyer expectations are getting attention quickly, while others will need to stay competitive as inventory builds.
All right, let's see what the open houses are.
Perfect. If you're looking for something to do this afternoon or this weekend, we have several open houses happening today across the county. And here's what you can check out today. We have 2730 Gulfview Avenue in Sutherland. That's listed at $390,000. A great single level home. That's open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's hosted by Eric Ott with our team with the Mary Gilbert Group. We also have 645 Southeast Garden Way Drive in Winston. That's listed at $385,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2019. It's open from today from 3 to 5, and it's hosted by the Mary Gilbert Group.
And one more.
1720 Elga Rose Road in Roseburg, $639,000 over 5 acres, one level living, shop potential. That's open from 3 to 5 today, again, hosted by the Mary Gilbert Group.
All right, running out of time. If people want to get connected with you guys, what do they do?
You can call or text us at 541-366-6080. Visit us online anytime at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.